the Treasury Star Parade. With Henry Hall, Al Goodman, and his orchestra and chorus, and the youth of America speaking.
This is Henry Hall, ladies and gentlemen, with another of the programs brought to you by the Treasury Department. Several weeks ago, with material adapted from Gregor Zima's book, Education for Death, we brought you a challenge from the children of Germany to the parents and teachers of America. Today, the children of America answer that challenge. Let us die for Hitler, hysterically scream the German boys and girls. Let us live for America and those we love, shout the youth of America in reply.
Forget it, Mike. He's just a refugee. Moved in with Bob. He'll learn.
You betcha he'll learn. Wait till we get to the cafeteria for lunch. Hey, you! Hey! What's this, kid?
Me?
Yeah, you. Come here. Where do you come off not to pledge allegiance to the American flag, huh?
I do not know the words, but I will learn, though.
Why don't you put up your hand in a salute, then?
I never put my hand up like that again. Never.
Oh, no, you do it quick enough if the stormtroopers told you to say Heil Hitler.
Nine.
And quit talking that language. You talk like us or go back where you came from.
Nine.
Oh, you leave him alone, Mike.
Mike, it's Bob. It's all right, huh? Now, you listen here, Mike, and get this straight. The next time you touch hands, I'll... Well, anyway, that kid's been licked enough. His father and mother were killed before his eyes because they defended Pastor Niemöller. Yeah. The stormtroopers made the kid stand there with his hand outstretched, saying Heil Hitler, while they kicked the bodies out of the way.
His mother, father shot. And you trying to make him put his hand up, Mike?
Oh, Mike didn't know. All Hans knows is, well, our salute looks the same.
Yeah. Yeah, look at fellas, it does look the same. But a salute itself don't mean nothing. Can't he see the meaning's different?
No. But we'll show him.
And Bob did show him the American way. He took Hans to a state fair of the 4-H Club.
Hey, that's a fine cat you got there, fella. You raise it?
Sure did. My dad gave him to me. It's got second prize. Hey, Ben, come here. This is my friend, Ben. He's been raising white leghorns.
Hiya, Ben.
He got me 100 chicks from eggs my pop gave me. All the eggs go to a camp for refugee kids near our farm. Excuse me. And there's my pop.
Hiya, Pop, look!
Ever see anything like this in Germany, huh?
Never. So much happiness in people's faces. But why do they not wear their uniforms?
Well, those farm clothes are their uniforms, huh? Overalls and boots and straw hats.
But their leaders. Where are their leaders?
Leaders? Oh, I get it. Well, their fathers and their mothers are their leaders, huh? That's why the government formed the 4-H Club. To keep farm kids on the land, growing things with their parents.
4-H? What is that?
Well, the 4-H's stand for heads, hearts, hands, and health. The 4-H's of American living, huh?
No uniforms? No salutes? No fear!
No uniforms, no salutes, no fears. That's the American way. But that one word uniform stuck in Bob's craw. He was going to show Hans a real boy's uniform and a real boy's salute and pledge. Not the pledge you heard the children of Hitler's Germany make. Remember?
We live for our Führer! We die for our Führer!
No, not that pledge. Listen to our Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, uniformed but not regimented, disciplined but unterrified. Listen to their solemn, sincere young voices as Hans now hears them.
Guard my country and to obey the stout law.
To help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
And now listen to the reports of their achievements.
We placed over 1 million posters for war saving bonds and stamps.
That'll help win the war.
We collected over 10 million pounds of aluminum. That will help make planes and ammunition.
We grew and harvested 200 bushels of herbs for shipment abroad. That'll bring healing to the wounded.
We collected 50 million pounds of waste paper in 3 months.
We're training to take over routine duties in our local hospital. That'll relieve older people for defense work.
We collected 50,000 books for soldiers and sailors and marines. I ain't no Boy Scout, but I got a job, too. I rounded up all the gangs in my neighborhood. The Italians, the Negroes, the Jews, the Swedes, everybody. They're plenty tough, see? But I told them we ain't got no time for private fights now. There's no use kidding ourselves. We got a witness war, so we'll never have another one. I got plans. I want to live. I want to be a master mechanic.
Those are the boys and girls of America, hon. They want to live. They want to make plans. They want a future.
But they're marching with all guns. Where are their guns?
Guns? I'm 14, Hans, but my father had never let me have a loaded gun.
Well, the guns are always loaded in Germany. Our parents are not allowed to interfere in our training. They are punished when they do. My friend, my best friend, Felix. Oh, it was murder, no matter what I thought. Said it was murder.
Oh, don't talk about it if you'd rather not, Hans.
Our leader, he was 14, too. A crack shot. Nervous. He had to obey our leaders. He wanted to have night practice. He took along our flashlights.
Stand still, boys! Hold up your flashlights! I will use them as targets! Good! Oh. What is that?
You hit Steven in the arm!
He moved! Brand it up! Let us get on! You act like silly women! Felix! Hold your flashlight to the right! So! Ah. Hold up your flashlight, Felix! You hear me? Do you hear me?
He cannot hold it up. He cannot hear you.
What?
You shot him through the forehead.
What did they do to the leader, Hans?
Transferred him to another troop. The boys had to spare. Felix didn't hold the flashlight steady. When Felix's father called it murder, they locked him in a concentration camp.
Well, how do you like it so far, boys and girls of America? What do you think of it? Oh, you don't like it, eh? Well, we're going to give you a chance to say so. Hans has been receiving letters from a boy named Jano, who used to live next door to him in Hamburg. Jano's father's a stormtrooper. Jano's ambition is to become a stormtrooper, too. Take a look at the last letter Jano sent to Hans. I suppose you start reading it, Hans, hmm?
My dear Hans, you are stupid and sentimental to write that you love America. All the criminals and undesirables of Europe went to America. They are an inferior people. Thieves and weaklings.
Hey, who's he think he is? Inferior people. Bunk. I'm Irish. Good stock American Irish.
Hey, you, Jano. Nobody in my family ever took a nickel didn't belong to him. What do you mean, thieves?
Look here, boy. I'm from Harlem. My brother's a great American boxer. We sure ain't no weaklings in our family.
In your American schools, Hans, they still study geography. But we changed the map of the world to suit our Führer.
Geography is more to us than just lines on a map, Jano. Those lines are places where Hitler destroyed cities and made kids homeless.
We learn to be fighters.
We learn to fight, too. But it's a fight to help other kids, Jano. 13 million American boys and girls are producing things in school to help other kids live.
Kids work. Why, the boys in America are still playing toys with airplanes. Over here, we are learning how to use bomb sights.
He's cracked. Who says we play with toys? We're making models of real fighting planes in our workshop to be used for the instruction of pilots.
500,000 of them. No, we're not playing, Jano. We're helping to build weapons so we can live in peace and democracy.
We have a definition of democracy. Decadence.
We have one too, Jano. Knowing the other fellow's got an opinion, but not shooting him in the back because of it.
To be successful, boy, you must be ruthless. Ready to kill and happy to die.
Why, you're mad, all of you. What do your parents do about all this?
My parents do not dare utter any protest. If they did, I should go to Gestapo.
I'd cut my tongue out before I'd squeal on my old man.
He's nuts. You don't tell on your father. Your mother. How'd he get that way, Hans? Your mother. Look, you're sick, see? You got a fever, maybe. She works hard. Ain't got no father. And it's your mother that counts most. She's tired. She needs sleep. And she knows you're sick. Everything's foggy. You stick out your hand. She's there. Sitting there all night, maybe, giving you water, holding up your head when you're sick. Never closing an eye. And she goes to work in the morning saying, "You're gonna be all right, son. You're gonna be all right." Hey, you! Yano! Nuts to you! We love our parents! We need them!
Soon there will be no parents! The state will be our father and our mother! The state can never grow old or useless! Our Führer says old people are useless! They must be destroyed! And we are destroying them!
It is no use! He cannot hear anything but what Hitler teaches!
He's got to hear! We're going to make him listen!
We listen only to our Führer! We know what he wishes for us! Power! Purity of race! You see the flag
being
waved over the whole world!
Hi,
Hitler!
Oh, it's so deep. It'll never wave here, Yano, not in our dear country.
We've got the only flag we'll ever have. The Stars and Stripes.
We know what we want in America.
Freedom and peace. Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Listen to these words, Yano. Listen to them, Hitler. We're making a pledge. To our country, to our parents, to ourselves. And to that strong, gentle, humane man in the White House who watches over us. And we mean every word of it from the bottom of our hearts. Can you take the pledge now, huh? Say it with us.
I will.
Answer of the youth of America to the youth of Germany. Today, every man and woman and child in America has pledged himself or herself to the task of winning this war. We have pledged ourselves to raising the money that we must have to help win the war. Now, the best way to raise that money is to buy United States war savings bonds and stamps, draft our bonuses, our overtime pay, our dividends and profits for war. Our state, our city has a quota call it has to meet. We have a quota all our own. Let's meet it. Like Americans, everywhere, factory assembly lines, on farm production lines, and on the nation's firing line, so that the American way of life will continue to flourish and be a beacon to all the world. We will fill our quota. 10% or more of our entire income in United States war bonds is our goal. Remember, this is your country. Keep it yours.
United States Treasury Department thanks the distinguished artists who gave their talents to this transcribed performance and to this station for its facilities. With a special bow to orchestra leader Harry Salter, who composed the music to the Pledge of Allegiance. The orchestra was under the direction of Al Goodman. Writing by Malcolm Meacham and Violet Atkins. Production by William A. Baker. This is Larry Elliott speaking.